May 15, 1932, how the knowledge is about the divine will form the eye and the capacity in order to look at and receive the gift of the divine fiat, and will accustom the creature to living as children. Disorder of the human will. I am always returning into the supreme fiat, and feeling in myself the sweet enchantment of its light, of its peace, of its happiness. Oh, how I would want that the whole entire world would know as such a good, so that everyone would pray that its kingdom would come on earth. But while I said this, I thought to myself, if living in the divine volition is a gift that he must make to the human generations, and Jesus so much loves, wants, yearns, that this divine will is known in order to let it reign, then why is he not in a hurry to give this gift? And my highest good Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, said to me, my daughter, you must know that although I burn with the desire of seeing my divine will reign, yet I cannot give this gift before I have manifested the truths. Knowing them, the creatures will have the great good of forming the sight in order to be capable of comprehending it, and therefore dispose themselves in order to receive a gift so great. One can say that right now they lack the eye in order to see and the capacity in order to comprehend it. And therefore, first I have manifested so many truths about my divine will. And as the creatures will know these truths of mine, so they will form the sphere for where to place the pupil inside, and animate it with sufficient light in order to be able to look at and comprehend the gift, that more than sun will be given and entrusted to them. If I would want to give it today, I would act as if I wanted to give a sun to a blind person. Poor little one, with the whole sun given, he would always be blind, nor would his lot change, nor would he receive any good. Rather, he would have a sorrow to have a sun as gift and neither see it, nor receive its beneficial effects. On the other hand, one who was not blind, how many goods would he not receive having a sun as gift at his disposition? It would be his perennial feast, and would place him in the condition of giving light to others, and he would be surrounded and loved by everyone in order to obtain the good of the light that he possesses. So, giving the great gift of my divine will, which more than sun will change the lot of the human generations today, would be to give it to the blind. And giving it to the blind would be giving them useless gifts, and I do not know how to give useless things. Therefore, I await with divine and delirious patience that my truths will make their way, prepare souls, enter into them and form the eye animated with sufficient light such that they can not only look at the gift of my fiat, but have the capacity in order to enclose it in themselves so that it forms its kingdom and extends its dominion in them. Therefore, patience and time will make things done as is appropriate and as our sovereignty merits in the work. We, our Supreme Being, act as a father would do when he wants to give a great gift to his little son. The father calls the child and lets him see the gift, and says to him, "This gift is prepared for you, already it will be yours." But he does not give it to him. The son remains surprised, enraptured in seeing a gift that his father wants to give him, and remaining around the father, he prays him that he give the gift, and not knowing how to separate from him, he prays and prays again because he wants the gift. Meanwhile the father, seeing him around himself, profits in instructing the son, to make him comprehend the nature of the gift, the good, the happiness that he will receive from this gift. The son becomes mature with the manifestations of the father, and capable not only of receiving the gift, but of comprehending what the gift that he must receive encloses of the good, of the great. Therefore, he presses himself more around the father. He prays, and prays again. He yearns for the gift, he reaches it crying, and does not know how to remain any more without the gift. One can say that he has formed in himself, with his prayers and sighs, with acquiring the knowledges about the gift that his father had made for him, the life, the space for where to receive the gift as in sacred deposit. The father's delay to give the gift to his son, has been a greater love. He burned, he yearned to give the gift to his son, but he wanted him capable, and that he would understand the gift that he received. and as soon as he sees him mature in order to receive such a good, immediately he gives it to him. So do we do. More than father, we yearn to give the great gift of our will to our children, but we want that they know what they are receiving. The knowledges about it mature our children and make them capable of receiving such a good. The so many manifestations that I have made will be the true eyes of the soul in order to be able to look at and comprehend what our paternal goodness, for so many centuries, wants to give to creatures. Even more, because the knowledges that I have manifested about my divine will, as they become known by creatures, will cast in them the seed to make germinate the love of children toward their celestial father. They will feel our paternity. And if he wants that they do his will, it is because he loves them and wants to love them as children in order to participate in his divine goods. Therefore, our knowledges about the divine fiat will make them accustomed to living as children. And then we'll cease every marvel that our Supreme Being gives to its children the great gift of our will. It is a right of children to receive the properties of the Father, and it is a duty of the Father to give his goods to the children. One who wants to live as a stranger does not merit the possessions of the Father. Even more, because our paternity craves, yearns for, and burns with the desire of want to give this gift, so that one be the will of his children. Then will our paternal love rest, when we see the work that came forth from our creative hands in the womb of our volition, in our house, and our kingdom populated by our dear children. After this, I continue to think about the divine will. It seems to me that I do not know how to be if I do not think about this. And my celestial teacher added, "Blessed daughter, all the acts that my divine will does are so bound among themselves that they are inseparable, in a way that if one wants to find them, at first appearance he finds one act alone, but entering further within he finds so many acts distinct from one another, but fused and bound together, such that they cannot separate. This strength of union and of inseparability forms the nature of the divine work. The creation itself says this. If one single star could detach from its place in which it is connected together with all the other created things, then it would fall and would cast general disorder in all the other created things, such as the inseparability and union that they all have together. They all have life, although distinct among themselves, and they form the beautiful harmony of the whole of creation. Separate, one can say that they lose life and cast disorder everywhere. Such as the human will separated from the will of his creator. Not only did he himself fall, but he cast disorder everywhere. And, if he could, he would have disordered everything, and the very order of his creator. Nor is there anything to marvel at. The human will was created by us, and separated from ours it would be like a star detached from its place where it possessed the divine strength, the union of common accord, and of all the goods, with its creator. Detaching from us, man loses the strength, the union, and the goods in order to live. Therefore by necessity he touches the lot of falling and of casting disorder everywhere. Now, living in my divine will, as the soul does her first act, so she feels the strength and the union of all the acts of the divine fiat such that one act includes and encloses all the other acts. And she feels the need of continuing her acts in order to link them together so as to develop the strength of the divine will that she feels in herself, because as life it does not know how to be without making itself felt. It wants to breathe, to palpitate, to work. One act calls another and so forms the sequel of the acts with the union of the acts of my will. In order to form a life, one act, one breath, one heartbeat, is not enough? No, but there is needed continuous breathing, palpitating, and working. And as the soul lives in my divine will, so it lets her breathe and palpitate, and my fiat forms its full life of working for as much as is possible for a creature to contain in herself. Therefore, if you want its life in you, let your acts be continuous in it. Fiat,